Hello there. This would be Bill Dangler, aka Code of Dusk. Today I'm going to be talking about a company called Vultra, and also giving a demonstration and a tutorial on how you can use a Vultra instance to run a TeamTalk server. So, Vultra is a high performance, reliable virtual private server host. So basically, they rent out shares of computing power or virtual servers, virtual machines basically, with a certain amount of RAM, a certain amount of disk space, and a certain amount of bandwidth that you can use. And they rent that out to you on an hourly or a monthly basis. And you can go and get or set up one of these servers or instances and run different things with them. You can do, you know, a file server. You can set one up as a TeamTalk server. You can have one that's, I mean, honestly, you can have an instance running a whole ton of services. Basically, you're getting computing power that you can pretty much do what you'd like with. There are three different classes of instances that they offer, three different types of instances. There are compute instances, which are very fast. They use 100% enterprise-grade SSD, solid-state drive. They boot up quick, they deploy quick, they run quick. They're very fast. They have a very fast network. They're made to run efficiently and to work efficiently and to do what you want to do. And they're typically the instance type that you'd want to use for most things. They also have SATA plans, or as they're calling them now, Vultra Local Storage, or VLS. They actually run on traditional spinning hard drives as opposed to solid state drives. And these are designed more for people that would like to run file servers or hosts, you know, large files on a web server, FTP, that type of thing. To give you an example, the $5 plan, the lowest plan on the compute instance, gives you 15 gigs of SSD storage space. A $5 SATA plan will give you 120 gigabytes of SATA storage. Now, it's going to be slower. It's not going to be as efficient as a compute instance, as an SSD instance. It's usable, definitely usable. I'm not saying it isn't usable, but the use case for a VLS instance is different. It's for people that want to run own cloud, or for people that want to run file servers, or have a place to store things. It's not for, say, TeamTalk. I mean, you can run TeamTalk on a VLS server. I've done it, but that's not really what it was designed for. It was designed for storage. They also have something called Vultra Dedicated Cloud. This is a new thing. And what it does, it is basically a dedicated server that works like a Vultra instance. So you can deploy one of these things and get it running, provided there's the resources to run it. Get it running within seconds, as a typical Vultra instance would. And you pretty much have a dedicated server. no other customer is going to be using the same physical machine or resources that you will. The only person that will have those resources will be the person that's running them, or you. But they're limited availability, obviously. And they're more expensive. And they're for very specific use cases or people that need dedicated resources where you don't have other people utilizing the same physical server as you. So, that's that. The pricing is extremely affordable. Their base plans are $5 a month. You get 3/4 of a gig of RAM on the compute instance and a half a gig on the storage. And 15 gigs, like I said, on the compute, and 120 on the storage. And, you know, you can set up an instance for a couple hours and pay pennies. The control panel, as far as accessibility goes, is just about 100% accessible. A lot of things work. The only thing that doesn't work as well as it could on the control panel is the deployment page. That one, it's usable, but it's not as intuitive as it could be, and you'll see what I mean when we actually go in and deploy an instance for the Team Talk project. So, if you're interested in Vultra and would like to follow along, I've created a page that has links to text-based versions of this information, and also a special link that you can use to sign up for Vultra, and you will get some free credit to try Vultra out. If you're interested in looking at this page or signing up and taking advantage of the free credit offer, you can go to N6, that's the letter N, the number 6, .io/Vultra, VULTR. So that's N6.io/VULTR. All right. I'm using a Windows 8.1 computer running NVDA 2015.2. And I'm currently sitting at the main page of the Vultra control panel.
My subscriptions -vultra.com-mozilla-firefox.
All right. In order to deploy a new instance, we need to press B for buttons.
Deploy new instance button.
To go to deploy new instance, and we want to hit space.
Deploy servers-vultra.com.
So we're now at the deploy page. And we're going to use this. So,
1 CPU 7 HUD server, 2 state, no interface, no front, a time, my load, a red edit, SS, limited load, 1 SATA store, 411, compute server, read, clickables, no server type.
Server type.
Compute instances, 100% SSD storage, 100% Intel CPUs, 14 locations, storage instances.
So, in order to do a compute instance, which is the default, but in order to go and do that, we would click here and press enter. It does not say it's a link, but we would go and press enter there. On a Mac, what I found I have to do is press VO Command F5 to find the actual thing that we want to select, and then press VO Shift Space to simulate a mouse click. So, VO Command F5 to route the mouse to whatever we want to select, and then VO Shift Space to make the selection. So,
SSD store dedicate available in NJ location. Miami, comma, Florida, New York, slash New Jersey, Chicago, comma, Illinois, Dallas, comma, Texas, Seattle, comma, Washington. Atlanta, comma, Georgia, Miami, comma, Florida, New York, slash New Jersey, Chicago.
Just for sake of this demo, I'm going to find New York, New Jersey. So I'm going to use control right arrow to go word by word.
Florida, New York, slash York, New.
New York, I'm going to press enter.
Atlanta, comma, Frankfurt, operating system 32-bit, 64-bit.
We want 64-bit.
Space CentOS 6X, 64 CentOS 5X, 64 CentOS 7X, 64 Ubuntu 12.04X, 64 Ubuntu 14.04X, 64 Ubuntu Noindent 14.10X, 64 Ubuntu 15.04X, 64 Debian 7X, 64 left.
For this, we're going to pick Debian 7, X64.
Debian.
Press enter.
Two space and no invent server size. One CPU 768 MB memory 15 GB storage 1000 GB transfer monthly.
Press enter.
$5.00 space hourly. No invent $0.007. Two space one CPU 1000.
We're going to then press the X key to go and skip the rest of these server sizes.
Enable IPv6 checkbox not checked. Checkbox not checked. Enable private network left bracket question right bracket. Checkbox not checked. Enable link auto backups left paren plus $1.00 monthly right paren.
If you are actually planning to run a production server, I would strongly suggest that you check this box so that in the event of something going wrong, you can restore from a backup. But since this is just a demo, I'm not going to select this. If you're just experimenting, I would not select this, but if you are going ahead and running a server that you do intend on using, then I would check this. If you don't check it now and then later decide you want backups, you can always go into the server. There's a link. We will go onto this page here in a second. The manage server page, there is a link to go into backups, and you can actually enable and disable backups or change the time at which they occur. If you don't check it and then later decide you want it, or you do check it and then later decide it's something you don't need.
No invent startup script left paren link manage right paren. Combo box collapsed and startup scripts allow you to pre-install software on new virtual machines.
Startup script is not something we will be using for Team Talk.
SSH keys left paren link manage right paren. You have not created any link SSH keys dot. Server label. Edit has autocomplete space.
Server label. I would strongly advise that you put in a label that tells you what the function of the server is in case you create multiple instances. You know which is which. So I'll name this
DD5DEMO. Place order. No invent. Edit has auto. Button place order.
And I'll click on place order. Just enter.
Unavailable. My subscriptions dash welter.com. Table with three rows. Row 2700. Code of dust. Row 3768 MBVPS dash 0 DD5 demo. DD5 demo. O slash S column 2 space. Location column 3. No invent. New Jersey. Status column 4 dash dash. Charges this month column 5 dash dash dash. Actions column 6 installing.
So right now the server is still in the process of being installed. So I'm going to wait a couple of seconds, and then I'm going to press F5 to refresh the page and check the status.
My subscriptions, black butter, black tape, chop actions, column 6 installing.
Seems we're still installing. If it takes this long to install, I would give it about 30, 45 seconds, and then go ahead and press the F5 key to refresh the page and check the status of the deployment. Actually, I forgot about something. What'll actually happen is, A, you'll get an email when it finishes installing. B, you don't need to refresh the page. The link will automatically change you'll notice.
Options, column 6, link manage.
Manage. So, forget what I said about hitting F5. You don't actually need to do that. Just give it a couple of seconds, and you'll notice that the link will change. I haven't deployed a server in a while. I forgot about that. All right, let's go into manage.
Login-welter.com document. Email address edit required for auto-complete.
And I need to log in again for some reason.
Password. Start. Authenticate that. Edit for auto-complete. Blank.
I have two-factor authentication on my account. That is something that you can set up. So I will go ahead and go through 2FA. All right. I've completed two-factor authentication, and now I'm at the page I should be. I don't know why I was sent to the login screen. Probably because I hadn't, I had the page open for too long.
Space that link traffic no indent lockout. State link no indent my servers link deploy link billing link settings link support link affiliate program. Space blank clickable no indent read how dash to articles. Please note colon. Your server may still be finishing installing and booting up during the first few minutes of activation dot. If the server does not ping common, you can link view the console to monitor progress dot.
The console is not accessible. That is the one, that's one other thing that isn't. But you typically won't need it unless you break something, which typically you can get support to help you fix, or you can restore from a backup if you have backups enabled, or unless you're installing an OS that isn't supported.
Heading level 3 server information left paren TT5 demo right paren location colon New Jersey OS colon Debian 7x64 left paren Wheezy right paren main IP address colon 104.238.134.163.
I'm going to take this main IP address and we're going to select it.
104.238.134.163. Copy it to
and
clipboard.
Copy.
Space blank, but no indent label colon, clickable TT5 demo, tag colon, clickable left bracket click, heading level 3 server actions, button view console button stop button restart button reinstall button change OS button destroyed, radio but no indent server info, radio button checked space, no table with 7 rows and 2 columns, row 1 column 1 initial username colon, column 2 root, row 2 column 1 initial password colon, column 2 edit qtos of new command 0.
That is the root password for the server. So, in order to begin the configuration, we're going to be using Secure Shell, or SSH, to make a connection to the server. On Windows, I use a program called PuTTY, which is completely accessible with NVDA. I will have a link to PuTTY on the Vultra page at n6.io/Vultra. If you are on a Mac or a Linux machine, you can use the SSH terminal command. So, let's go into PuTTY.
Stop. D. BootTTY app. Manage BootTTY configuration dialog connection type colon.
Hit Control V to paste in the IP.
Space, blank, space, free,
there's
blank,
a space
pop,
in
lock.
There that shouldn't have been there. Let's hit enter.
One BootTTY security alert dialog. The server test host key is not cached in the registry dot. You have no guarantee that the server is there.
This is because it's a new server, so obviously the host key won't be there because we've never connected this before, so just Alt-Y.
104.238.134.163-BootTTY terminal space login as colon.
Login as root.
Root at 104.238.134.163-TKS password colon.
We're gonna go back.
Manage 100, manage 100. Row 2 column 1 initial password colon.
And
column
we're going
to
take the password.
Qtos of new command 0.
Control A.
Selecting Qtos of
Control C. So we have now copied the password to the clipboard. We will Alt Tab back to PuTTY.
100.
And hit Shift Insert twice quickly. And press Enter.
Linux install 3.2.0-4-AMD64 number 1 SMP Debian 3.2.68-1 plus 10.7U1x86-64. The programs included with the Debian GNU/Linux system are free software semi. The exact distribution terms for each program are described in the individual files in /user/share/doc/star/copyright.debian/GNU/Linux comes with absolutely no warranty, comma, to the extent permitted by applicable law. Last login colon. Due May 12, 2019:14:17:2015 from 10.0.2.2 root at welter colon tilde number.
We are now at a root shell prompt. So, first thing that I would suggest doing is changing the root password to something you'll actually remember. So to do that, you type passwd and press enter.
Enter new Unix password colon.
I'll just put in a password.
Retype new Unix password colon. Password colon. Password updated successfully. Root at welter colon tilde number.
Password is updated successfully. So, now that we've set our password, let's go ahead and install TeamTalk. So, to prepare for the TeamTalk installation, we're going to add a user account for TeamTalk to run under. So to do that, we'll type add user, ADDUSER, space, --system, space, --shell, space, --bin/sh, space, tt, enter.
Adding system user draft dt tick left per menu ID 103 right per n --. Adding new user draft dt tick left per menu ID 103 right per n with group draft not group tick --. Creating home directory draft /home/dt tick --. Root at welter colon tilde number.
Team Talk user has been created. Now we're going to obtain the link to the latest version of the Team Talk software. So let's
manage 100.
Go back to our browser, control N,
Mozilla 5.
And go to the TeamTalk website at bearware.dk.
B-A-R-W-F-E.dk. Mozilla Firefox start page document busy. Edit collapsed blank. Search button. Button 2 space edit collapsed button search. No indent. Thanks for choosing Firefox plan. To get the button 2. Bearware.dk bar home of the TeamTalk conferencing system busy. Panel landmark link heading level 1. Bearware.dk link heading level 2.
Alright, let's go and find
navigation products, forum link, contact, consult, out of link, TeamTalk 5 conferencing system, TeamTalk 5 link, TeamTalk 5 conferencing system heading level 2.
TeamTalk 5.
TeamTalk 5 conferencing system bar bearware.dk busy. Panel landmark link.
Well, NVDA control F. Download.
Team to download files in the files tab dot. Heading level 2 2 dot. Fat download us. Team talk for link graphic download dot. By clicking the link graphic files available for download dot. By participating in dot. Each file is listed with figures as sir disks. Heading level 2 5 config team h list with 5 items record dash rate of update correct fix out of list complementary landmark list with download link.
Just search for download or do what you can to find the download link. I found it on the page, so I'll go ahead and press enter.
Download TeamTalk 5 bar bearware.dk panel landmark link heading
press
level 1 bear home of the TeamTalk download TeamTalk 5 heading level 1.
Alright.
The TeamTalk 5 conferencing system consists of both a client and server application. Most users will only need to install the client application unless they also intend to run their own TeamTalk 5 server. When installing TeamTalk 5 for Windows, visually impaired users should choose to install left quote TeamTalk 5 classic client for accessibility right quote instead of the regular TeamTalk 5 client, comma, since the classic version works better with screen-readers.
We're installing a server, so that does not apply.
Heading level 2 downloads. Select the distribution to download colon. Table with 40 rows and 3 columns. Row 1 column 1 TeamTalk V. 5.1 for Windows XP /Vista /7 /Column 3 2 spec graphic no indent Windows low row 2 column 1 file name colon column 2 link team taught line V row 4 column 2 14 MP row 4 column 1 release date column 2 June 15th to row 5 column 1 space row 6 no invent team taught V dot 5.1 for Mac OS X 10 cop rat row column row column 2 June 5th row 10 column 1 space row 11 no invent team taught V dot 5.1 for Android 4.1 cop row column row 14 column 1 release date row 15 column 1 space row 16 no invent team taught V dot 5.1 for Debian 7 left per Wheezy right per Linux I 386. Cop traffic no row 7 column 2 linked row column 2 9 MP row column 2 June 5 row 20 column 1 space row 21 no invent team talk V dot 5.1 for Debian 7 left per Wheezy right per Linux X 86 line 64.
This is the one we want since we set up a 64-bit server.
Column 3 space traffic no invent row 22 column 1 file name colon.
I'm going to right click on this link by pressing the applications key.
Menu.
And we want to
open bookmark, save link, copy link location A3 of 4.
Copy link location, or if you're using another browser, whatever the equivalent would be, that's what it's called in Firefox. I'll press enter.
Download.
And I will go ahead and Alt-Tab to PuTTY.
Manage 104.104.238.134.163-UTTY icon 3 of 6. 100.
Alright. Now to download this file, we're going to type in wget space, and then shift insert twice quickly to paste in the link.
Root at welter colon tilde number w get http colon slash airware dot dk slash team talk slash v5.1 slash team talk dash v5.1 dash debian 7 dash x86 line 64 dot tgz.
And then press enter.
Dash minus 2015 dash 08 dash 0403 colon 57 colon 25 dash dash http colon slash airware dot dk slash team talk slash v5.1 slash team talk dash v5.1 dash debian 7 dash x86 line 64 dot tgz resolving bearware dot dk left paren bearware dot dk right paren dot 212.97.132.107 connecting to bearware dot dk left paren bearware dot dk right paren bar 212.97.132.107 bar colon 80 dot connected dot http request sent comma awaiting response dot 200 okay length colon 8,668,781 left paren 8.3 m right paren left bracket application slash x dash guitar right bracket saving to colon draft team talk dash v5.1 dash debian 7 dash x86 line 64 dot tgz tick 0% left bracket right bracket 0 dash dash dot dash k slash s 0% left bracket right bracket 33 comma 060 158 k slash s 0% left bracket right bracket 77,948,186 k/s 1% left bracket right bracket 141,662,226 k/s 2% left bracket greater right bracket 242,524,290 k/s 4% left bracket greater right bracket 384,428,368 k/s 6% left.
I'll hit control here, but I'll show you the end of the output.
2080 watt 100% left bracket 38 equals greater right bracket 8,668,781,1007 k/s in 9.2s. 80 space 2015-08-0403:57:35 left paren 915 kb/s right paren dash draft team talk dash v5.1 dash debian 7 dash x86 line 64 dot tgz tick saved left bracket 86,687,81/8,668,781 right bracket 81 space land space root at welter colon tilde number.
Alright, so we have now downloaded the Team Talk file, so I'm going to unzip it. It's in a compressed tar archive, so I'm going to type in gunzip space TEAM tab.
Root at welter colon tilde number gunzip team talk dash v5.1 dash debian 7 dash x86 line 64 dot tgz.
And I'll press enter.
Root at welter colon tilde number.
Then I will do tar, T-A-R, space, X-F, space, T-E-A-M, tab.
Root at welter colon tilde number tar X-F team talk dash v5.1 dash debian 7 dash x86 line 64 dot tar.
Press enter. And now we can delete the archive, so RM space TEAM tab. Period. Tab. Enter. So we now, if we type ls, we have the team talk directory, so we'll change to that directory. So cd space team tab ls, enter.
Client license.txt server.
So we have client license.txt and server. So we are going to now move the server directory to the TeamTalk user's home directory. So to do that, we'll do mv space server space slash home slash tt slash tt5.
Root at welter colon tilde slash teamtalk dash b 5.1 dash debian 7 dash x86 line 64 number.
Then we'll type cd enter to back out to our home directory.
Root at.
And we will now delete the TeamTalk directory because we no longer need it. So rm space dash rf space team
root
tab
at welter, enter. Root at welter colon tilde s.
All right. We now need to fix the permissions on the team talk directory. So to do that, we're gonna chown space dash capital R space tt space slash home slash tt slash tt5 and then press enter. So we've now changed the ownership of the directory. Let's go ahead and change to the TeamTalk directory and look at its contents. So, cd space slash home slash tt slash tt5 and ls. Let's go ahead and look inside the daemon script directory. So ls space dae tab. So the name of the script is tt5 server. So in order to install that script, we need to mv dae tab tt tab space slash etc slash init dot d slash tt5 server.
Root at welter colon slash home slash tt slash tt5 number.
We can now delete the daemon dash script directory, so rm space dash rf space dae tab.
Mom dash root at welter colon slash home slash tt slash tt5 number.
We have now gone ahead and installed the init script, and because our configuration is as per the init script, we don't need to edit it. So we will now go ahead and continue with the TeamTalk configuration.
TT5SRV, root at welter colon slash home slash tt slash tt5 number.
So in this directory, we have a file called TT5SRV. So we're going to do dot slash tt5srv space dash wizard wizard and press enter.
Team talk server 5.1.0.4285 configurator. Do you want to configure your team talk server? Question left bracket y slash n right bracket left paren quote y quote right paren.
Press enter. We do want to configure.
Configuring file colon slash home slash tt slash tt5 slash tt5 srv dot xml ready to configure team talk server settings dot team talk server name colon left paren quote quote right paren.
We'll type in demo, press enter.
Message of the day colon left paren quote quote right paren.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Max Maximum users allowed on semicolon. Left paren quote 1000 quote right paren.
Press enter to accept the default, or you can put in another number.
Server should automatically save changes colon. Left bracket y slash n right bracket left paren quote y quote right paren.
Server should automatically save changes, so press enter to accept the default.
Enable file sharing colon. Left bracket y slash n right bracket left paren quote n quote right paren.
We won't enable file sharing because we don't have the space, so we'll press enter.
Logged server activity colon. Left bracket y slash n right bracket left paren quote n quote right paren.
We do want to log server activity, so Y enter.
Server should bind to the following TCP port colon. Left paren quote 10,333 quote right paren.
That's the default, we'll press enter.
Server should bind to the following UDP port colon. Left paren quote 10,333 quote right paren.
By the way, if you want any of these settings to be different, these are just the settings that I'm using for the demo. If you'd like any of these to be different, just enter different values, and if you'd like to accept a default value, just hit enter, and it'll put the default in.
Bind to a specific IP hash address question. Left paren required for IPv6 and often only hubs boxes right paren. Left bracket y slash n right bracket left paren quote n quote right paren.
No.
User authentication dot user account administration dot currently netic s0 user accounts dot 1 right paren list user accounts dot 2 right paren create new user account dot 3 right paren delete user account dot 4 right paren quit and proceed server configuration dot select option colon
enter left paren quote 2 quote right we want to create at least one admin user, so 2 enter
creating new user account dot type username colon left paren quote quote right paren
dingus d-i-n-g-u-s
type password colon left paren
dingus 42
available user types colon 1 dot default user dot 2 dot administrator dot select
we
want to
make
type,
this an administrator
paren, quote, 1. Currently netic s1 user
and
account
4 to exit
maximum number of invalid login attempts before banning user comma 0 equals disabled colon left paren quote 0 quote right paren
I set this typically to 10.
Maximum number of logins per IP dash address comma 0 equals disabled colon left paren quote 0 quote right paren.
Press enter.
Your team talk server is now configured with the following settings colon team talk server name colon demo message of the day colon this is a test of the emergency broadcast system dot this only a test dot maximum users allowed colon 1000 server will automatically save changes dot file sharing disabled dot server logging enabled dot server will bind to TCP port 10,333 server will bind to UDP port 10,333 server will bind to IP dash address colon max incorrect login attempts before banning user colon 10 max logins per IP dash address colon disabled active user accounts colon 1 save these settings question left bracket y slash n right bracket left quote y quote
do want to save these so press enter
changes saved dot if your team talk server is currently running the settings will not take effect until you restart the server dot 2015-08-0404-08-19.675943 missing either dash d or dash nd parameter in order to start dot root at welter colon slash home slash dt slash dt5 number
all right we are back at the shell prompt so now we're going to fix the permissions on the TeamTalk server. So we'll do chown tt tt5srv.xml.
Root at welter colon slash home slash dt slash dt5 number.
We're going to now test the server by doing service tt5 server start.
Left bracket 4 dot right bracket starting team talk server colon tt5srv 2015-08-0404-09-04.570043 started team d out server v dot 5.1.0.4285 dot dot ok root at welter colon slash home slash tt slash tt5 number.
Alright, it appears the team talk server has started successfully, so we're now going to alt tab back to Voltra.
Download team talk manage 100 manage 104.
Go to browse mode. And we're going to get the IP address of the server.
Row row out a rate bus head click tap click a late space no it may IP address code 104.238.134.163.
Select it, copy.
Start team talk 5 classic app.
And we'll open up team talk.
Unknown team talk 5 classic v dot.
Hit F2 to connect.
Host it, code remove the host dis. Remove hosts grouping, include public host properties grouping. Select. Save last page, free plan.
Put in the IP, delete the extra space. If you have a domain, Vultra does have DNS. You can point your server IP to your domain and use Vultra's name servers, but that is beyond the scope of this tutorial. Since this is, again, just a demo and we don't have a domain for it, we're just going to use the IP. Username we set to Dingus. Password Dingus42. And press enter.
Team Talk 5 Classic VDOT 5.1 Dialog Tree View. Start connecting to host quote 104.238.134.163 quote TCP port 10,333 UDP port 10,333. Start connected. ... Logging in. Start successfully logged in. Server name : demo MODD : This is a test of the emergency broadcast system . This only a test . Level 0 demo left paren 1 right paren expanded 1 of 1. Joined new channel . Channel :/topic:, disk quota :, 0 kbytes star joined channel.
Now you'll notice that when I set up the MOTD, I wrote, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system. This only a test. Now, the thing about that is, we can change that on the live server because we've told it that it can automatically save changes. So what we'll do is we'll go to the server menu and go to server properties.
Server for max users edit message of the day edit multi
message of the day is here.
Broadcast this is the of the remote broad system only SASAISSO DCP port UDP user timeout auto save server changes checkbox check server bandwidth limitation video TF desktop total server OK button
okay. And now the MOTD has been updated. We can create channels, delete them, do anything that a normal administrative user can do. The one thing that we didn't do, and this is intentional because we wanted to make sure that everything worked normally before we went ahead and did this, is set the TeamTalk server service to automatically start up when the server is rebooted. So, in order to do that, we're going to switch back to PuTTY and type in another command. Update-rc.d space TT5Server space defaults.
Update-rc.d : using dependency-based boot sequencing. Update-rc.d : warning : default stop run level arguments left paren 016 right paren do not match TT5C. Arrow default dash stop values left paren unright paren root at welter :/home/tt/tt5 number.
And now the TeamTalk service is set to automatically start when the server is rebooted. That would be the end of this tutorial on using Vultra to set up a TeamTalk server. You can now go in and manage this as you would any other server. You can add additional services to it. You can go to the control panel and reboot it or shut it down or destroy it if you no longer need it. If you have any other questions about Vultra or this podcast or what was described, you can visit n6.io/Vultra. On that page, as I've been saying, there is a text version of this tutorial as well as a link where you can sign up for Vultra and receive some free credit to get started. And if the information on that page doesn't answer your questions, you can email me directly at codeofdusk, CODEOFDUSK, @gmail.com, or mention me on Twitter @codeofdusk.